Hey, it's Malls. Thanks so much for tuning in to Please Advise. Remember, if you like today's show, make sure that you're subscribed in iTunes so you never miss an episode. While you're there, feel free to review us with 5 stars. It helps the show climb the iTunes charts, which means other people can find us and join the hashtag PleaseAdviseNation. And more importantly, if you have a question or dilemma you want help with on the show, call 323-450-7408. Or email askpleaseadvise@gmail.com with your letters or voice note recordings. That's askpleaseadvise, PLZadvise@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, it's Malls. Welcome to episode 88 of Please Advise. I'm just going to go ahead and introduce our guests today. We have Jason Shapiro and Stacey Jones here. Jason Shapiro and I met, I believe, because my former manager, Michael Oscar, a very good guy, had an assistant named Justin Letter, who is now also a manager at Mosaic. He is not?
He's at Rise.
Oh, he's at Rise. Okay, very chill. But
love
he wasn't.
Justin.
Hey, what's up, Justin? He was in Letters the Shit. And he was back in the day when we were first starting Yellow Giggles. I was like, hey, send me anyone funny you have. And Jason was one of the first people he sent us for Hello Giggles. And you were very funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Our other guest, you're welcome, Stacey Jones. Stacey Jones and I met at a party like literally 9 years ago. I got dropped off at a party by Ed so we could go cruise guys with our friend Sergio, who like we don't talk to anymore. I don't know why. I said he was our friend. This guy Sergio we used to hang out with. I don't know. Now I feel like mean about Sergio, but whatever. Keep it in. So Ed dropped me and our friend Colin off at this party, and Colin and I like played independently all night. Like he like went and talked to some girl. Like I was getting stoned in the corner, and Stacey was there.
And
we just fucking, she was the funniest girl. And we've over the last like 8 years, we've hung out twice. And this is like the third time we've hung out.
Maybe the fourth.
But this is, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. So now we're all here together. I don't know what made me think that you two would be so great together, but so far it's been pretty good. I don't anticipate any fighting.
No. Very good vibes in this house.
Definitely no fighting.
So, Jason, Stacey, I'm going to go one by one. Just Jason, what are your basic stats? Like, what's your gender identity? What do you do for a living? Where do you live? Where are you from?
Got it. Male, cis male. Is that the thing?
Yeah.
Cis male. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Right now I'm living around the Grove. I wish I was living at the Grove. But just, you know, hop's given a jump away. I am a TV writer, comedian, person that stays at home a lot. And
what would you have written on that people would know?
Oh, such good stuff. Like TV's Betty White's Off Their Rockers.
Nice.
Old People Pranking Youngs. I wrote on a short-lived show called Reactor. And I just write things that people never see right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, but that's like, you know, you actually, when I first met you, dude, you were like just improv-ing and you've
True.
Worked really, you've like had a very fast success story, I would say, because you've worked very hard.
Thank you. I've worked hard a little bit and stayed home a lot. And I also have a Twitter account that I do called Los Feliz Daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is kind of what has helped to get me some more jobs lately. So
awesome. Well, thank you so fucking much.
Thank you.
Stace, gender identity, preferred pronoun, relationship status, where are you from?
Okay.
Do you like your parents?
Okay, I do like my parents a lot. Okay, Stacey Jones, female, preferred pronoun, she, just she, not they. I'm a cis female. I live in West Hollywood. Fairly newly single, like maybe like 8-9 months in. Going well. It's going well.
It's
it was the best thing
be,
I ever
man.
Did for myself.
It's so good.
It's the best thing I ever did for myself. What else do you want to know about me? What do? I head up brand partnerships on the West Coast for Upworthy. If you don't know it, you should like it on Facebook and everywhere else. It's like the thing that makes me feel better about working in advertising. If there's anything to make you feel better about working in advertising, making a difference in people's lives. And I'm also a planning commissioner in the city of West Hollywood.
Very cool, man. Dude, your art, is that like basically political?
I mean, it's appointed, not elected, but it is innately political, yes.
And is Upworthy like inspirational listicle?
It's not really listicles. It's basically busting the filter bubble of your Facebook algorithmic newsfeed.
Gotcha.
Bringing you stories you should know about that you probably wouldn't otherwise.
Baby seeing for the first time actually made me cry. When the baby saw his mom, yeah. It was a little baby with glasses, and it was so cute.
Yeah. That was really cute.
If you need to cry, look it up, Worthy. It'll hit the spot. Yeah.
His little baby glasses were huge.
Yeah.
They were really swimming goggles. Yeah. They were really cute. It was very cute. He like smiled and shit. He didn't know what was going on at first.
He
as
knew
you
it was
can
his
imagine.
Mom.
The first time you're seeing.
Yeah.
I think at first he was like, "What is this?" And mm-hmm. then you're like, "Oh, I'm seeing."
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, mom.
So you guys, Prince died like 2 days ago. You're from Minnesota, Jason.
Yeah, it's really hard, actually.
Do you have any Prince stories?
Well, not personally. My uncle is a musician, and his name's Tom Lieberman. He's great. He was playing a show at the Dakota last year, and he found out after the show that Prince was in the house watching him. So that was cool for him and cool for the whole family. But Prince was really just one of those like Minnesotans that actually cared,
yeah,
and kind of stayed Minnesotan to the core.
Totally,
because Bob Dylan doesn't really care. We were talking about this earlier with my family. Bob Dylan,
true,
doesn't care that much. He doesn't care about his Minnesota heritage.
Bob Dylan in Minnesota at all? It's almost like Elvis style. Like no one really does that anymore. Very few people. Maybe country musicians do that.
Yeah.
But very few people own like huge places back where they're from.
Yeah.
Doesn't like Queen Latifah do that?
Probably. Where's she from?
Yeah, where's she from?
Missy Elliott. I don't know. New Jersey is not where Latifah's from. That's not, yeah. I mean, that's not a stretch though.
But Prince anyway. Never got to see Prince, and that was a huge mistake on my part. He played those like 20 shows at the Forum.
I was one of those.
I don't know why I didn't go.
I went to one.
I did too.
Who was your opener?
That's a great question. The guests were Gwen Stefani and Nick Acosta.
Oh my God. Wow. I had Nick Acosta too, but not Gwen Stefani. And I was like, oh.
It was a good night. I have to say that I'm not the world's largest Prince fan, or at least I wasn't.
Not the day to say it.
I wasn't until I went to the show.
Yeah.
And it completely like altered my DNA. We had front row seats basically.
It's amazing.
We were in the front all night dancing. He was this just tiny man like owning shit.
Wouldn't you have boned him?
You know, we should have gone up on stage to dance. A bunch of people got pulled up there. We totally could have. And you know, thinking back, like I might have, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that tweet that went out about the guy who's like took my girlfriend to a Prince concert. Was like, someone was like, "You want to meet Prince?" He's like, "Never saw her for the rest of the night." Because you know what went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He read from the Bible to her because he was a big Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Chris. You're right. He was. And by the way, I want to clear up. A lot of people are saying that like, oh, he must have died because he didn't treat his illnesses. I don't think it was that, right? He wouldn't have gone to the hospital if it was the Jehovah's Witness
thing.
Well,
there's like news coming out about this now, about him like 6 days before the Percocet overdose, like the saver shot that like saved him. He left the hospital after like 2 hours.
I think he didn't know how to take drugs either.
Yeah. I mean, how great would that be to have enough Percocet to overdose on? I mean, am I right?
But it's not Jehovah's.
See, yeah, that's what I thought. Christine is saying that it's not Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian scientists, which a lot of people are saying in the news. It's because they don't seek out, which I didn't think was true.
But I thought Jehovah's Witnesses couldn't get blood transfusions, and that's why he needed a hip replacement and never got it.
I don't know. That for sure.
I'm feeling uncomfortable, so I'm just going to go and say I love all people.
I love all people.
Me too. I love all people. Love all people.
They can't celebrate birthdays, so that's kind of sad. But if you're Prince, every day is your birthday. You know?
Yeah.
That's true. I did my favorite like Prince quote that I like off random Prince quote was like something that he said in Us Weekly that was quoted years ago. He was like, "I make a lot of omelets. All my friends have high cholesterol." And, like, it was so random and good.
I love it.
Yeah, I do, too. They
just keep eating them is what the suggestion is. It's like they don't just, like, once in a while have an omelet. Like, he's making omelets
all the time for all of his friends. Yeah.
He just keeps making omelets.
Yeah. I love that. Well,
yeah. I'm pretty good at that, but I don't make them for my friends.
Yeah, no, I know. I hope to make omelets for my friends in my new house. You guys have to come over for omelets in the spirit of Prince. We should definitely do that.
Purple rain omelets.
Yeah, but I'm not going to fuck with your cholesterol.
Daikon radishes inside them or something. I don't know.
That's amazing. You guys, do you have three reasons each why you're qualified to give advice on Please Advise today?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I was a camp counselor for 6 years, so I dealt with a lot of issues of children. They would come to me when they were sad or scared or anything.
Yeah,
I loved my camp. Bob Dylan actually went to my summer camp.
Oh, yeah. Traitor of Minnesota.
Yeah. I love Bob Dylan. but I also, when I was like 9, I got babysitter certified.
Nice. I did that too, dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah. At the library.
Yeah. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And I only babysat for like one family, but the certification, I think, just kind of gives me license to advise, I think. And then the third is I've tried hallucinogens, so I understand the inner workings of the universe and how we connect to humanity in our world.
What ones have you tried?
Mushrooms and LSD.
Oh, cool. I've never done LSD. It freaks me out. Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Is it good?
At the age I did it, it was good. Yeah.
Right now, it would freak you out.
It would be bad now. Yeah,
it would make
me
sad to do, I think, a lot of that stuff. I think I'm past the – like, that makes me – I think I have to go all the way to ayahuasca.
Yeah. I want to try that really bad.
Right. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe – I don't know. I feel like I have this Adderall that's been sitting on my dresser for, like, 2 months. And, like, I feel really adult about this because, like, I wake up all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I guess I could take that Adderall. And then I'm like, no, Molly, it will make you feel worse.
You're not an addict.
And then I'm like, Molly, you're a fucking adult.
You don't
need
it.
You don't need that.
You don't need it.
but it's been sitting on my dresser for 2 months. And I'm like, damn. Yeah. I might take it tonight because it's my friend's birthday and I have to be like co-hosting. I made 200 Jello shots, strawberry hibiscus. Are you coming, Christina? Okay, yeah. Are you coming? No, you're going to try to come.
I'm going to try to come.
You're being Jewish in San Diego?
I'm being Jewish.
Okay. Yeah. It's Passover.
It's Pesach. Yeah, Passover.
Will you teach us some Jewish words?
Yeah. So Pesach means Passover. Shalom means hello, goodbye, and peace. Mm-hmm. That's a good one because you just say it anytime.
Multi-purpose.
I said shalom to you today.
Yeah. And
I wasn't wrong.
Yeah. I could see you like seeing me at that point. And that was really special.
Yeah.
Because you were saying peace also.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah. I actually think like shalom is like kind of a psychedelic idea because hello, goodbye, and peace. It's all one thing.
One thing to remember.
Like aloha, dude. Like aloha is so trippy because it means like 27 things. And how do you ever really know if someone said it in like a fight? How would you know which one it is?
Totally.
My eyes are now going the opposite way with my allergies. They're now watering extremely.
They are watering a lot.
They were extremely dry a little while ago. Hi, I just developed allergies in my 30s. It's the worst.
Or like right now you just developed them.
No, the other night I felt so like sick. I had the worst headache and I didn't understand it. And I was like, oh, allergies. I fucking have allergies.
Are there any new plants in your life or any new surroundings?
Yeah, I just bought a jungle. Like I live in a jungle now. So there's mostly new pollen.
Well, hopefully it's all like you're getting acquainted to it. So the allergies won't persist.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Buy honey locally. It's the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
Is eat honey from local bees. It's supposed to like help stave off allergies. And
I have royal jelly from a local bee. Is that good?
I think that would help. Yeah. That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
I just take like my little Allegra if I'm feeling itchy, which I have really sensitive skin. So, you know.
There's a honey lady at Atwater. I'll go tomorrow.
Do it.
Okay. Stacey, what are your three reasons?
I just want to interject and say, I also think you're qualified to give advice because you have amazing eyebrows.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do.
They're really looking good.
I tweeze them.
You have a really good
look. They're really looking good.
I do this all myself, and I learned how to do it by myself, so I really appreciate that.
I know that everybody can't see this, but they're...
Thank you. That means the world because they were a huge source of anxiety for me when I was a younger boy.
Right. Yeah. All of that stuff that when you were a kid, you were like, what does it mean? This is terrible. It's gross. And your parents were like, it's going to be amazing when you grow up. We're there now.
I stole my sister's tweezers when I was maybe in middle school.
Yeah.
Didn't tell anyone, just would learn how to tweeze by myself.
Yeah.
I love this. Like me piercing my ears in my room at home. Yes. Mom,
yeah, you do a good job with your brows.
Thank you.
How often do you pluck?
About once a week.
Do you wax as well?
No.
Wax, no wax in the mix.
Pluck all around.
Are you a single man?
Yes.
And you do this grooming just for?
For fun.
For you.
Look
for
presentable.
Confidence.
You know.
I love that. Yeah, when I'm single, I feel like I try to pull it together a lot more. I definitely do.
Yeah. And
keep up with those highlights and shit, you know?
A good looking you is a happy you.
Yeah.
However,
speaking of, though, I fucking ate a shit ton of edibles in Joshua Tree like 2 weekends ago. Oh, I got stuck in the desert. We I was with Matt Raz from Loudspeakers Network, the guy who gave us our podcast here. And he was like just in town. He wanted to see all of California. And I was like, I would love to get out of town because I hate my apartment right now. I'm still not in my house. I was like, let's go to Joshua Tree, do a sound bath. So we go.
Integratron, right?
He's never had his weed card though. So like for him, like he's in a real weed state of mind. And like he brought all of these edibles and like I ate a shit ton of like Cinnamon Toast Crunch weed and stuff like that. And I just ate so much and I was so sluggish. And like the first night I slept like really hard and we woke up, our sound bath was at 12. We woke up at 10. We didn't leave the house till like 11:15. We should have been there already. We were going to be there like as they were locking the door.
Oh, no.
We were already like running late. So he was like, I'm going to decide to book it, but here, light this joint so we can smoke it. And I was like, dude, we don't have time to smoke a joint. And he was like, just do it. And I was like, oh, fine. So he like starts to actually make up time. Okay.
Yeah.
But I light the joint and the joint's like stinking up the car. And I'm like, dude, come on. Like, let's just concentrate on getting there. Right. He's like, oh, okay. Word. And like, I know he won't mind me telling the story. So then he was like, he was like, okay, we're making up time. Give me the joint. And I give him the joint and he like takes a hit. I take it back. We are making up time. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, wait, turn there. And he turns back. We end up on a dirt road. He pulls off the side of the dirt road. And we wind up like between two cactuses in a dirt ditch. We're in a Mustang, which is a very low vehicle, not meant for desert driving, not meant for dirt desert driving. And like, you know, obvious mistake of trying to put it in reverse. And so I'm like, can we just fucking call AAA? And he's like, just wait. The only water we have in the car is weed water.
Oh my God.
Okay, and so he goes to, like, crack it open. He's like, oh, what are we going to do? I'm like, don't drink it. I was like, we're in the fucking desert. Like, I can't see any civilization. Like,
yeah.
I can't see anything. Like, how are we going to do this? Like, I'm wearing a sweater. Like, I'm not wearing a hat. Like, we're in a fucking Mustang. Like, you don't have cell service. I did. Thank God my phone was charged. And finally, he agreed to let me call AAA because he didn't know that it was free. And I was like... The woman on the phone, I was like, so he starts to like drink the water. I'm like, stop drinking the water. We don't know how long we're going to be there. And I'm on the phone with AAA and I'm like saying this to him. So the woman's like, okay, ma'am, we're going to get a local tow company out to you. She's like, it's now 12:30. She's like, we're going to be looking at a tow truck coming out there about 5 p.m. And
no.
I was like, no. What? And she was like, just kidding. I heard you. So this bitch fucking pranked me. And so I was like, very funny. I was like, you have a very good sense of humor, right? And she like did not react at all. She was like, thank you. She didn't laugh back. She was like, it'll be there soon. She's like, it'll be there within that half an hour. And I was like, oh, like, and I was so lucky it was Coachella weekend.
Yeah.
But like to be in a ditch, to miss the sound bath, the sole reason why I went out there, to be like on Cinnamon Toast Crunch weed with only weed water and a fucking stank ass lit joint. Like it was it was kind of on one. And all I'm thinking is like, oh, my fucking dog is back at the house. Like, what am I going to do? But yeah. So anyway. Stacey, do you have three reasons why you're qualified to give advice on today's show?
I do. I think I have at least three, maybe like 2.75.
Okay, great.
So I wrote some of these down earlier because I'm a nerd, and I'm very task-oriented apparently, something I recently found out about myself that annoys me a lot, but it's true.
That's good.
Uno, I'm really good at being indignant on behalf of other people, especially on behalf of the wronged and people okay. who are my, like, I should have been like a labor lawyer or something, you know? So yeah. I'm really, really good at that. So combine that with my common sense approach, numero dos, to kind of everything. This is one of the reasons why I think I got appointed to planning. It's like listening with an RBF, being able to be like very sensible when it comes to
what's
addressing.
An RBF?
Sorry, real best friend?
Resting bitch face.
Which
I have been kind of in perpetuity.
Roast beef like face.
Hopefully not roast beef face. That's helpful. But, you know, I'm from the Midwest. I grew up in Indianapolis. I'm corn fed. You know, I'm going to try to help support you. And no matter what I tell you, it's always going to be, may not be what you want to hear, but it's going to be in your best interest.
You're a good person.
I try to be a good person.
I can tell.
If you heard some of the things that I said, like about my upstairs neighbor when he's like being super loud or right. watching like Shrek again, 28-year-old man or whatever, you might think differently.
Jason looks like he lives upstairs from you right now. Yeah. Like the look on his face is low-key taking that a little hard.
I was just going to say, like, just be happy that you have an upstairs neighbor, because my upstairs neighbor died recently.
My next-door neighbor died, and you know what? Harvey,
oh, shit.
RIP, I miss you, but not having anybody in the apartment next to me has been so great. It's been so great. Well, he was very quiet.
How did they die?
It was his caretaker that was really noisy.
Oh, God.
I know.
Yeah.
Sad.
I'm sorry.
A goddamn caretaker
in
the
place? Anthony, did you say
his name was? What?
Did
Harvey.
You say Harvey. Harvey. Harvey and Tony are partying up in heaven.
Yeah. How did Tony pass?
I don't know. It had to do with alcohol, unfortunately.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we have to go to the calls really quick. So reasons two and three real quick. Sorry.
Oh, well, I did two. So
three.
Indignant on behalf of the wrong. Two, common sense. And three, I don't know. Pick something. I'm going to do what's in your best interest. That's the third. I'm going to do what's in your best interest. I want the best for you. I want you to grow as a person.
Yeah. All right. You guys, let's go to our calls.
Sweet.
Yes.
Hi, moms. What's up, moms? It's Lane and Maddie here. We're two longtime listeners. Love the pod. We just like got kind of high together, and we just started thinking about you. And you're just the greatest.
Well, what happened is we actually were watching your Snapchat story, which is amazing, and we saw that we saw that you were expanding your side yard with wonderful foliage, and also so we just wanted to like give a shout out to that, and also Maddie has a story about a boy.
Yeah. Okay. So I went on a date last night. We're both 20 years old. We go to OSU. I went on a date with this guy. He's like literally a beekeeper, like.
He literally keeps bees.
He just turned out to be really boring and bland and, like, such a saltine cracker. And, like, he literally just seems like a child to me. I know you're probably going to say I am, but whatever. And he, like, just fully it was just not good. He was not suave in any way. But here's the thing is I kind of need to get laid.
And a side note, like, he is extremely attractive.
He's very attractive and, like, but he's just literally the most boring person ever. Do I keep him around just because, but that's terrible, but, like, keep him around for fun or just, like,
let him be with his bee.
Yeah. He likes being.
Anyway, either way, we love you and we'll love whatever, like, very critical response you give us.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh my God, like not even Sex in the City did the sexy beekeeper. So fun. What do you think?
Do whatever you want. It's college. You're 20. Like, I think keeping someone around in college, I don't know how things work now, but just like my friends in college, no one gave a shit.
Fuck the beekeeper. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
You
Why
know
not?
What? I'm going to say don't fuck the beekeeper because I don't care how good looking he is. If he's boring, he's going to be a terrible lay. It's not a good use of your time.
Disagree.
Stacey, that's what
it
I was
not
thinking
a good use
too,
of
but
your time.
I just wanted to be like open to you fucking the beekeeper. But Stacey, I was thinking the same thing and I'm shocked that that's your opinion.
If we're living like Jessa, it makes a fucking great story. Sure. But I just think, you know what, girl? You guys are having a good time. You probably got it going on. You have a lot of stuff happening in your life. It's like almost the end of the semester. There will be other opportunities for you to find other very good-looking people who have a brain. They're like, they're all around you. You will never live around that many people your age again. of the same or opposite sex. Like, you just won't. It's not happening over there in Columbus.
Girl, are you on Marnie?
No. I mean, I hope not.
Who are you?
I refuse to answer that question. I have my favorite character on the show, and I'm just going to let it – it's not Hannah or Marnie. We'll just say that.
I'm a Jessa.
I am, too.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a Jessa Shows person. Yeah, and I'm just going to say, girl, like, you deserve better. If he's boring, he is not going to be fun or interesting in bed. Don't do it.
What
you
if he is, though? Aren't boring people supposed to be really good at sex because there's nothing going on up there?
I mean, yeah. But does that mean there's anything going on down here either?
No,
I
mean, I don't know. Maybe. Oh, I don't know.
Or, you know what? Just get so drunk that it doesn't matter. Book smart people aren't
great at sex. Book smart people aren't great at sex unless they, like, study it and then practice it as well. But, like, have you ever slept with anyone and you can tell that they've been, like, reading about sex recently or something? Like you're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, you're like, yes. What is that?
Or someone who's like very surprised at what's going on based on how it's different than what they read.
Or right. They're much younger than you and they're like, wow, you can tell they're thinking like, I didn't know that was a thing, but that's kind of awesome. I mean, my experience.
Would
but,
you bone know. Like a 20-year-old?
Probably not. But I wouldn't want to bone somebody who couldn't go to a bar. I mean,
oh, right. But 21?
21. Yeah. Oh, why not?
21 is so
I mean, I'm only
young.
25, so.
Yeah. I really do wonder about these mature 27-year-olds. Like, do you watch Real Housewives of New York, anyone?
I wish I did.
Carol's, like, fucking this vegan chef. She's, like, 50-something, and he's 27. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, he's like, he's hot. He's not my kind of hot, but he's like, oh, yeah, that's all like a hot guy. Okay. He's model-y and he's a vegan chef and he like loves fucking Carol. And I guess, I don't know. I feel like Carol does coke or something. I feel like they all do coke. I don't know.
Sure they do.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess Stacey's right.
But
you
why
think
not?
Fuck the beekeeper?
Why not?
I say get drunk with the beekeeper. Have him make you some artisanal honey cocktails.
Okay, I'm liking that.
Have him give you like a honey lotion massage.
One night.
And
help him learn to be interesting. Maybe that's the angle.
One night in beekeeper paradise. Right. I love that. Christina just says to be clear, or just say to the beekeeper that you just want sex with him and you don't want to lead him on. I mean, I don't know. Do you think the beekeeper is really capable of emotional relationship? It doesn't sound like he is in any capacity.
Don't tell him 20. That until it's in, because then he might freak out. We don't know how sensitive this person is. I mean, you're at the age where it's all about you. So
once his penis is inside of her, just say, I don't want a relationship.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's cool. I think that would not traumatize me at all. all right, cool.
I thought no one in college talked about anything. Maybe they do now, but
only on social
I don't
media
think they
platforms.
Used to.
Yeah.
Like, where does she go to school that she has this sophisticated beekeeper boyfriend?
She said Ohio State. Oregon. Oh, OSU as in Oregon State? Yeah. Not
oh,
Ohio State?
Oh, they're all, like, crunchy up there and thinking about their feelings and shit.
Right.
Stop it. You're 20.
Do you think, like, he has a job as a beekeeper and, like, he also goes to school? Or, like, he's a full-time beekeeper or he's a beekeeping major?
He's
like,
an apiculturist major, probably.
Right, right.
Yeah.
A beekeeping major. I am super smart. Christina's looking up some facts for us. Just a moment.
Yeah, you know, it is Oregon.
Oregon.
See, this is betrays my Midwestern roots.
Yeah.
I think of OSU. I think Ohio State, but yeah.
Me too. I thought it was Ohio State University.
Yeah, I think that's the Ohio State University. Yeah. We're going to get technical. All right.
Too much thinking. Get drunk.
Too much
I think
thinking.
Get drunk.
Get drunk.
Yeah, get
it's
drunk.
It's almost the end of the semester. Get drunk.
Tell him you want to see it, like what he does for a living and like have like maybe like a sensual moment.
Or be naked under a beekeeping suit and then have sex.
That's cute. All right. Next call.
Hey, Malls. Happy 420. I love your segment about friends with vitamins. Vitamins are amazing. But I'm calling because I want you to give me a little bit more information on what the fuck charcoal is. Why are you taking charcoal? I tried to Google it. But like, does it hurt when you take it? I don't know. Give me more information on this magical, mystical charcoal that you keep talking about. Bye.
I'm a little stoned, so I'm like kind of like, Do you think she thinks that I'm talking about like charcoal briquettes?
I think so.
From like grilling? Okay, that's not what I'm talking about.
I don't think she thinks that's what you're talking about. But living in LA is LA is a special group of, it's a little, we live in a little bit of a bubble here.
Yeah, but right. That's what you would think of first when you think of charcoal.
Yeah, and like the grilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a cayenne pepper vitamin that I thought was like, that will be like something. No, it was like exactly as bad as that sounds. That said, vitamins with friends. I have a kombucha, ancient herbs kombucha. I got it at Home Goods. It's a probiotic.
Well, you got that at Home Goods?
Can I try it?
Yeah, it's very good actually. Yep.
Is it just
we're each
just
gonna
one
take tablet? One? Right. It's by Healthy Digestion, whole food supplement, vegetarian tablets. Sweet.
Want I already one? Took three vitamins today. This is
I'm
my
so
fourth.
Impressed. Mine's gonna be later with my meal.
I took milk thistle and I took 5-HTP.
Oh yeah, 5-HTP. By the way, I'm not a doctor, by the way, but I heard that if you take it for too long, it's not good for you.
Really?
Same with GABA.
Me on HTP.
5-HTP is basically like if you take Molly, you should take it the next day because Molly like drains your serotonin. So then 5-HTP is a serotonin booster. So it like
that or Pamprin.
I didn't take Molly yesterday though. I just take it sometimes because it's like a. For a positive outlook, and like some days, like on Passover, you're just looking for a positive outlook.
You know, do a little. Oh my God, it's a little Passover vitamin. Yeah. I love that. I'm going to take my kombucha pill right now. I actually need probiotics because I'm feeling so gross post Joshy. I bought a bunch of clothes at this vintage store when I was there, and then when I got home, they didn't fit anymore. Like, that's
like
how
they were too big or they
weight,
were too small?
They were too small. Like, that's how quickly the weight from eating over the weekend set on to me.
That happens to me. Like, one day I'll just feel great and I can fit into pants. And then the next day the pants don't fit. And it's like a fourth of a pound maybe. But you feel that sometimes.
You do. Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate – I was talking to someone today and he was saying that – he was telling his friend, like, I was explaining to her, like, your diet's not sustainable. She was like, no. Like, I know it's not sustainable. Like, she's eating 500 calories a day right now.
Wow.
And she said, I know it's not sustainable, but I am just doing it to jumpstart, like, a healthy lifestyle. And I was like, oh, I know what you're doing. You're doing that to jumpstart your anorexia. Because, like, back in the day when I used to do it, that's the trick, because you start out – you go down to like 500 and then you get down to like maybe like 200 a day.
No.
And so that's what I was like, oh, she's like trip out like LOL, I knew. But yeah, I mean, maybe that's me. I could also just be falsely accusing her. But most people don't ease into a healthy lifestyle with a 500 calorie sprint diet for 2 weeks.
No.
That sounds terrible.
Is she just angry all the time also?
I don't know this person.
Gotcha.
But I can imagine she is.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the Hollywood factor that people don't realize is that not only are all these jobs high pressure, but everyone's dealing with like severe personality stuff. Like everyone has a big personality. Not
body
everyone,
dysmorphia
but most people
sometimes.
Does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, amen. You know, loving it. Charcoal. Activated charcoal basically is like, from what I understand, again, not like an expert, I would suggest you go to Wikipedia and just Google, it's activated charcoal. And
put
like,
it in lemonade, right?
You can put it in. Yeah. Here has the charcoal juice. Yeah.
You
can drink it. It's detoxifying or whatevs.
You can also get it in little gel cap form. That's how I take it most days. And like, it's really good for digestion, and basically what it does is just charcoal, I guess, acts as like a binding agent or something for toxins in your body. So like it clings, alcohol clings to it. And like someone, Sunny actually said to me, my friend Sunny Lee was saying to me that activated charcoal doesn't work for people who have clean systems because there's nothing in there to take.
Yeah. So who are those people?
I guess like raw vegans
who
don't consume alcohol or smoke or probably live in the woods. I don't know what they do. No, don't consume air, but like, yeah.
So like, I think also this just came back to me. Charcoal, if you go to the hospital from drinking too much, say like you are
it's
ODing
what
on
give,
alcohol
yes.
or whatever, that's what they do. And then they pump your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they give you a bunch of charcoal.
But they give you like gallons. So
yeah.
I'm Yeah, no, none of my vitamins hurt me, just so you know. Sometimes they hurt me if I don't eat breakfast first. Stacey, yeah. What vitamins do you take?
I take a Hippy Dippy. It's not Hippy Dippy. It's probably super corporate. I take like a really expensive prenatal vitamin. I'm not trying to get pregnant or anything. I just, my hair and nails. I had a hair apocalypse about 3 years ago that I'm still recovering from. So that, and I take biotin.
Everything before natal is prenatal, so it doesn't have
exactly.
To be.
And I take vitamin D sometimes because I work from home and I'm inside probably too much sometimes, especially lately. So take the vitamin D, real vitamin D. There's no like subtext there.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, but the charcoal, you gave it to me the last time we went out and we were drinking and you're like, take this. And I wasn't hungover the next day.
Yeah.
It helped.
You know what? I tried to do that for my friends. I'm just trying to be here like that.
I've got a good cocktail for that too. If you're drinking, go to Amazon and get this powder from Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's called Arnold Schwarzenegger,
what?
Like pumping iron powder. Okay. It's in this green, it's like in, it's for bodybuilders basically.
Yeah.
And it tastes like grape soda, but you put it in water. So if you, it has all these vitamins in it that kind of help you recover from drinking. So
that is
great.
Such a hot tip.
Yeah, hot
that
tip.
That is a hot tip.
Wow.
I'm going to favorite
please
that.
Please advise
like now.
Nation. Let us know if you do that. Also, please advise Nation. A product has come to my attention recently called Kratom. Does anyone out in the atmosphere on Please Advise Nation know about Kratom? I'm just putting that, I'm not going to say anything more about it. We're going to talk about that in another episode, maybe. But if you don't know about it or have an experience with it, please call in.
Can you spell that?
K R A T O M.
Kratom.
Okay. I thought it was like Kratom, like C-R-A-Y-D-O-M, like a
no.
crazy kingdom. Okay.
No,
no.
I wish.
Okay.
No, Kratom. I love how your mind works.
Yeah.
Love it. That's okay. How my mind works too. I hate when things are spelled cheaply, like Kratom.
Like country K-R-A. Kitchen with a K?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get me started
Did
on
you
that.
Guys hear Blac Chyna is changing her name to like, what is it? Amanda Kardashian? Angela Kardashian.
Wow. It's like her real first name and
yeah.
Rob's last name. Yeah. I
well,
did
no
hear that.
One thought her name was Blac Chyna, right?
No, I mean, no, but it's just like Black Kardashian doesn't really yeah. work either. And it's like she's totally being like, it's of a fuck you without the K. And like China Kardashian. Kachina.
Doesn't sound good.
No.
RIP China also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my That's God. Joni yeah. Lauer. Did she die of a. What was her?
Yeah. Do
know.
They know?
They. I don't want to say, but I will say anyway. But I read that it might have been like suicide or something like
okay.
that. Because her friends thought she was going through something. That's not like, don't scoop me. That's not a like, I don't know.
Hasn't been fact checked. We don't know.
That's
right,
not
right,
an
right.
exclusive. That's just what I thought maybe.
Okay.
Possible overdose.
Yeah, she was on a celebrity rehab or something too. I remember she had like a substance use problem. I feel like her body went through a lot and she emotionally
yeah.
went through a lot. Also, I feel like there's just something so difficult inherently in being a woman that is built like that and
yeah.
is like that. That's very
especially in that industry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Should we take another call?
Yeah, get the charcoal. It comes in caplets. It'll do you right.
Hey, Malls. Okay, my name is Gabby. I'm sitting in traffic right now, and usually I'm listening to your pod, but honestly, I ran out of data for the month, so, like, things aren't going well for me. Here's the situation. I've been dating my boyfriend for a year, and the other day he said he could picture himself marrying me, and I was like, hold the fucking phone, because no. I'm 22. He's 24. I'm graduating college in, like, 3 weeks, and, like, marriage is absolutely not on my radar, so it kind of fucked me up. Things have been okay, but like, I know that we aren't going to be married, so I just feel like I'm leading him on now because I didn't say like, yeah, me too. I was just like, no, I don't feel that way. And he was like, oh, and then he kind of tried to backtrack, but I don't know, man. I just like, should I break up with him? I feel like my friends are like, yeah, like, you know you're not going to be in this relationship, so what's the point? But, like, I still enjoy spending time with him now, and I love him, but I know it's just not in the long run. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm just thinking about it sitting here. So please advise. Thanks.
Girl, this was my exact same situation my senior year of college. Like, I had this boyfriend who had already graduated, and we had had, like, this on and off relationship. And, you know, he was, like, never around with my friends. Like, my friends would always be like, Molly, are you sure that, like, this guy is, like, a good guy? Like, we have only seen him, like, once in 3 years. And I'm like, well, you know, he's just busy. He doesn't really, like, get what we do. Of course, now I realize, like, stating a weirdo. And it seems like you should break up with this guy, enjoy the rest of your senior year, and then go on with your fucking life. And, like, don't let this guy follow you to the next city like I did with mine. And
I agree. Yeah. I think that it's okay to keep dating him if you're having fun and you liked it and you know it's not going to work out. But it's not okay then once it's out in the open where he knows this is going nowhere. Like, what are you doing at that point? Just.
I'm glad you're not codependent, though, and that you realize that you're way too young to be getting married, and that, like, him bringing this up is something that's, like, very alarming to you. Like, that's a very mature thing.
It is. And congratulations on having the self-awareness to know that you don't feel this way about that person. Because, you know, there was a time when I was much younger, when I was very much in love with someone, and I was younger than 22. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna marry this person someday.
Oh, totally.
And, it's okay. It's just good that you know what you feel. And it sucks. The timing is terrible. Like, don't cry at graduation. That would be terrible. Cry at for the right reasons or whatever. But it's sucky timing.
We were
killing it.
It's sucky timing.
Fucking senior week. Like, you're going to go live your goddamn life and get it so hard. And then you get to go, like, dude, at post-graduation, like, even the day after graduation is probably one of the saddest days of your adult life. Like, just fair warning. Like, it is really sad.
Yeah. Not high school for me, but college was definitely. College, it was no. A grim reality. Yeah.
High school blue. But, no, I, yeah. So just, I really would, if I were you, I would start prepping because this next semester, I think someone even gave me this pep talk and I didn't listen. This next semester is setting you up for the first, like next part of your adult life, like, where you, like, you should be applying for jobs and stuff and making sure that your grades are, like, where they need to be in order for you to graduate, and that, like, you're looking at where you want to live post-college and how you're going to do that, making sure you're making money, like be saving money, partying, like.
No pressure.
Whatever.
Like, yeah, and don't have this pressure on you during this time.
Live your fucking life. Like, enjoy it. I don't know. Where did you love college so much?
It was a little weird for me. Graduate school was, like, the best 4 years of my life. But yeah. I also graduated from college. I had been 21 for, like, a week. So I was on the younger end of the spectrum. I started early and finished at a young age. But I was bummed. It was me, like, you know, I'm paying for everything myself, and it was an interesting time. But I loved college. I did. It was, if I could have stayed in school forever,
I'd still be doing it. It's also very stressful. Realistically, that's a very honest answer, because college is, for as much fun as it is and, like, freedom as it is, especially compared to certain aspects of adult life now, it is a super stressful time. Like, I remember being, like, never sleeping, like, always being nervous I wasn't studying enough. What about you? Did you love college?
I loved college, yeah. Loved it? I actually wasn't stressed in college. It was, I loved it.
Where'd you go?
I went to Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's just like a little Tasmanian devil, just going all over the place.
How many girls did you sleep with in college?
I can't say. I don't know.
Because it's so many?
No, not at all. Oh, okay. Not at all. Oh. But I can't say.
I don't know what made me ask that very boundary violation.
I know, I was like, I would not answer that question.
I can't say.
I wouldn't answer that question myself. I don't know why I asked it.
I did smoke the most weed in college, and I was really good at it.
Yeah,
I was really good at it then.
Yeah, I think everybody was. It's like a requirement, pretty much.
And
Stacey, how many people did you fuck in college?
Zero. Kayla?
I'm insane. No, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Cool. Words between friends. So I think we answered Gabby's question, right? Just break up with this loser.
Yes.
Yeah, but Gabby, girl, hang in there. That is tough. I'm sorry for the timing. I feel for you, but you are only going to be doing this person a favor later. And just have a good, try to enjoy yourself, because the fun is, shit's about to get real.
Oh, can I just say real quick that, like, this guy, he did go out on a limb and say he could see himself marrying her. Like, he's also 24, so I wouldn't fault the guy either. Like, he didn't say some crazy ass thing.
It's
but
a slight, I mean, like, a slight manipulation, though.
A little bit.
Don't you, like, well, why do you think, like, do you think he's saying that so that she knows, like, she, like, he's into her, like, locking her in? Like, is
yeah,
it reinforcement?
He could have
said it for a number
of reasons.
Was he drunk?
Is he, like, maybe he just drunk. Was a genuine expression of love. I mean, yeah. You know, I think that could be it, too.
Still break up with him.
Still break up with him.
But, yeah. Like, keep him in your phone.
I want to marry you, girl. Someday I could marry you. Fucking loser. Okay, so as you heard on last week's episode, we're working with Loot Crate right now. They're sponsoring our show, which is really exciting. But, of course, we wouldn't recommend anything to you without trying it ourselves. So we asked Loot Crate to send us both. Me, because I'm the host of the show, but Christina, because she actually truly is a nerd who would probably buy this product. I asked them to send us both boxes so that we can unbox them together, discover what's inside of them. And you know what? I have to say, honestly, I'm kind of optimistic that I'm going to like this stuff myself.
I'm super excited.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. What's like some nerd stuff you're looking forward to right now?
Oh man, that's a tough question. Oh, something Game of Thrones related.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's pretty wet over that. I've never seen Game of Thrones. I know, like, Khaleesi. I know my mom's
mentioned. That's a good one.
My mom talks about Mother of Dragons to me.
That is Khaleesi.
But that's how people just come to you. Like, they're just be like, Mother of Dragons. And you're like, what the fuck does any of that mean?
It's a fucked up, like, your emotions get fucked up on a weekly basis. But it's, like, so good that you can't turn away from it. And, you know, I like a lot of the female characters, even though it can be a little problematic.
But it doesn't take place in any place or time that ever took place in real life.
It's like in a fictional, yeah, it's like fantasy. But, yeah, I'm excited if there's anything in there remotely like that. But I also love, like, you know, animated nerd shit, Broadway nerd shit.
I know.
Which is probably not in here.
And
but.
I'm a YA nerd. You know, I'm Pretty Little Liars, anything murder related. I follow so many Angela Lansbury, like, parody accounts. I am a fan of fans.
Yeah.
That is my jam. Like, I think We're Alone Now is my favorite documentary of all time. It's about Tiffany fans.
Yeah.
And it's the best documentary because anyone who's passionate, blind passion is like the best thing in the world. I feel blindly passionate about many things.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see other people expressing passion, not only do I relate to it, but I feel for them and I root for them.
That's awesome.
And I think that that's a good message for Loot Crate. So do you want to open our boxes?
Yes, I'm excited.
All right, I'm excited. By the way, our friend Mikey Pizzle works at Loot Crate.
Yes.
Isn't that funny? We've known him forever.
Also, my brother subscribes to Loot Crate.
Okay, so, oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so low-key, you're opening your box way prettier than mine. My construction guys opened mine already and have possibly dug through it and think I have a lifestyle they don't know about, but that's fine. All right, wow, yours is really pretty the way you opened it. Okay, so they fold it all up really neat and pretty for you.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the first thing I'm pulling out. It's a Harley Quinn Loot Crate exclusive, which, by the way, Harley Quinn, I like because she is the, like, one of the few. Oh, it's a number one one-shot by DC Comics. That's cute. I don't even know what that is, but I know it's valuable. I feel like I should keep it in here.
I enjoy her thick New York accent.
I enjoy her thick New York accent, too, but she's one of the few, like, she's very pretty. She's a very, like, she's a girly superhero. Sexy. I'm very excited for Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So that's cool, Harley Quinn.
I'm excited to read this. This is like a custom comic.
It's a whole comic?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep this in this plastic for right now.
Okay.
I'm going to put this in the Please Advise Hall of Fame.
Okay.
What's the next thing?
I'm going to take out this beanie looking thing.
Very cool.
Oh, it's a Daredevil beanie.
Oh, that's Ben Affleck.
No. I think it's in celebration of the new Netflix series.
Oh, okay.
It's in its second season.
But that's also Ben Affleck,
really, really
right?
Good. Yes, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner were in a Daredevil movie that was not
remember
very good.
Remember the time. This is good.
He was a redhead in that movie.
This is a good souvenir just because it's, like, for Christina, this is good for whatever.
Yeah.
That stuff. But for me, this is a good Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner remembrance piece.
Okay.
This is something I think that I would, if I had a time capsule, I would put this in the time capsule.
Yeah. It feels really good and warm. Oh, the inside is Punisher.
Ooh.
So that's the big villain of the second season of the Daredevil show on Netflix, which is actually pretty good.
And this actually feels like a really substantial beanie, by the way.
I know. This is like a California beanie that I'd wear in all kinds of weather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're right. That's exactly what this is. This is a California beanie. This is not a – this could be a New York beanie, like a weather thing. Yeah. But this actually would be cute, too, because you can flip it up and do – see, it's Punisher. It's the red with the Punisher logo.
Yeah.
You do it upside down, kind of like low-key status.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute.
I love this.
That's actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what this is. Alien versus Predator.
Okay, so Alien is the franchise that starred Sigourney Weaver, and it was directed by James Cameron. It was an excellent movie franchise.
I've heard of this. Yeah. Okay. But wait, but that's what that movie is? They took the two movies and they put them together?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I like literally thought it was a whole new movie.
But the thing is, so open it up. It's actually one of these cute little like dolls type things.
Okay.
Excuse me. It's a vinyl figure.
Oh, vinyl fig.
Yeah. So they're like these little figures with huge heads. Okay. They're not bobbleheads, but they're really adorable.
They're kind of like those toy robot things.
Yeah.
Oh, AVP, this is my life. And you can take its face off? No. Oh, no. Sorry. No. It has kind of like a Jar Jar Binks weave. It's a beaded moment. There's some nice gold beads on this. I don't know what it is.
They're just like little vinyl figures. And there's like, I know that every once in a while, Loot Crate will throw these in because my brother has an entire collection of them on his TV stand. And they're adorable, and they're pretty much the only inheritance that my niece is going to get. So I'm really happy with this.
Don't you always think, too, with these things, like, it's like that on Reply All, they talk about the MailChimp monkeys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, well, I can never get my Freddy collection up because, like, they've already released all these Freddys I'm never going to get.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I feel like now, if I was just hearing about this now, I would need to join right now because I'd be like, well, I've already missed out on God knows how many. Christina's niece is inheriting all these ones.
Yeah, they're really, really cute, and they're really, like, fun to display around the house, I think.
Collector's FOMO. I have it. I don't know what I'm trying to collect, but I have it.
What'd you just pull out?
I don't know. Oh, LC Magazine.
Oh, yeah. I know that they include one of those little magazines that tell you about all the merchandise that's in the box in every single Loot Crate. And they do a really fun job about their little write-ups. I love them.
Actually, I'm looking at one right now. It's what's in Harley Quinn's purse put in. And it's a bunch of, it's like, it's really cute. It's like a little, it explains everything that's in the box, which is, I'm starting to get some sneak previews of what's in the box. But it's, yeah, I think I would be really excited about this. If this is something I was normally into, I'm interested in it. And this is cool.
I could see me like getting one every month and being like, okay, I'm going to like sit not down. Even. Yeah. It's like a sit down. You're like unfurling the box and then you're like, okay, one piece at a time. I'm like slightly unfolding. And then I look at them and then I read the magazine.
That is true. I've done box subscriptions before and. Yeah. The best thing with box subscriptions is you have a shitty work week. And this is just a please advise. I don't care what box subscription you subscribe to, Loot Crate, whatever it may be. If you're having a shitty work week and all of a sudden this box of fun shit shows up to your house, you sit down Indian style, Native American style, on the floor, cross-legged, whatever you will call it. You have a glass of wine, maybe put out some snacks. Put your dog in your lap and you unbox your shit and you read all the information that comes with it and you try some stuff and you play with it and you look at it and you put it in its little place in your house. It's a very therapeutic, self-care, low-key, fun exercise that I recommend to anybody. It's just a nice treat you can give yourself, whether it be some places are $10 a month, some places are $100 a year, $200 a year. It's a really, really good thing to treat yourself too. So I recommend it. Christina, do you want to take your next thing?
Yeah. Oh, I like this. I'm unfurling the t-shirt.
Unfurling.
Unfolding the t-shirt.
They sent me a mead, which is good. What size did you get?
I got a large, which is excellent. So do you, Molly, do you know what's on the here?
It's a Star Trek thing. It looks like a, it looks actually, this looks like a really pretty artistic you know when you like go to like Google on posters, allposters.com or like some poster website, your favorite movie, and it brings up not just the original motion picture, like poster, but it brings up all these artistic versions.
Yeah.
This looks like an artistic version of a Star Trek poster.
It's a very vintagey looking t-shirt without being vintage. It, like, the poster itself is kind of like from the 70s, almost like kind of Hitchcockian vibe I get from it.
It reminds me of the Black Swan, like kind of like Art Deco. Sort of. Yeah.
It's very cool. I kind of really love it.
And it looks like, I would say,
I love Spock.
It's by a Loot Crate brand, which is interesting. But I would say that for just people at home who are interested in fit and feel, it's like reminiscent of something between a... one of those American Apparel or the Alternative Apparel type t-shirts. Yeah. It's like a mixture between the two of them. And actually, I would say
it's soft.
They look petite in the shoulders, which is good for me because I'm pretty petite in the shoulders. But if you were more broad-shouldered, I would be cognizant of that.
Well, it stretches a little bit too. So there's some give.
That's of course.
But yeah, no, it has Spock on it, which was like one of my favorite Star Trek characters. And I relate to him because I think very logically too.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This is actually really cool. This is, oh my God, it is a Mighty Wallet. I was going to say, this looks exactly like a Mighty Wallet. And it is a Mighty Wallet.
Molly started without me, but that's okay.
Sorry. It's a Superman, Batman versus Superman Mighty Wallet. So there's a coupon inside this Mighty Wallet for an order of $30 or more for Mighty Wallet, which is really cool. And this is a cool company. I actually bought our guest, Jackie Johnson, a Simpsons-themed Mighty Wallet for her engagement. What's cool about the Mighty Wallet, and I think this is actually very good for Please Advise listeners in general, not that this is an ad for Mighty Wallet, but it's pretty. So this is exactly the kind of thing that I would get to throw. This, I'll use this in my clutch purses when I go out.
It's clutch.
Because it's clutch because you can keep a credit card and an ID in there without just throwing them loosely in your purse. But it's not a super expensive. It's not like you're going to buy like the Hermes version of like a little mini wallet, which I don't know about you. I'm not prepared in my life to pay for or take care of that sort of thing.
Yeah. And the design is cool. It's from the movie posters that were placed. Like it has a Superman symbol over Batman's face.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
And these guys are like vaguely hot. I'm like, who are these vaguely hot guys? Is that Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck. It comes up again.
Oh my God. This is an Affleck.
Maybe that's why they were targeting you.
I know. Seriously. They're like, hello, Boston girl over here getting a total hard on for this bad boy. This actually is awesome.
Yeah. So we just pulled out what's called a loop pin. And it looks like it is also Alien versus Predator theme. I just got it. Right. The theme. Each box has a theme, Molly. And this box's theme is versus. That's why the beanie is reversible.
Oh my God, Christina. Yeah, you're so right. Oh my God. Oh wow, that's so cool.
That's some next level like product placement.
Damn, Christina. See, and that's only something you would know because you have the greater context for all of this information. It's like, oh, this is pretty. This is cool. So can you only imagine sitting at home after a long work week unfurling your Loot Crate box to discover this sort of nice intellectual discovery yourself?
Yes. I would get this every month.
You probably should.
Yeah, I think
maybe for your birthday. It's coming up. I'll get you a Loot Crate subscription. And that said, if you guys at home want to get a Loot Crate yourself or get one for a friend, which I really recommend, actually. It's a really nice gift. I got my mom a subscription box service for Mother's Day a couple years ago, and it made her so happy. So if there's someone in your life that just hearing this kind of stuff, or like your boyfriend, your brother... This actually reminds me of both my brothers, maybe your sisters, whoever it is. If there's someone in your life that you have heard this and you're like, that would be a really, like, that's something they're into, this would be a really good gift for a year. And it's very thoughtful and it has a lot of stuff in it that honestly, like, one-of-a-kind t-shirts, one-of-a-kind items, like rare limited apparel that's like co-signed by the company that put it out there. Very cool. Like, that's a very, very, very cool, thoughtful gift. So go to lootcrate.com/malls, enter the promo code MALLS, MOLLS. If you guys don't know that, how have you been listening to this? MOLLS at lootcrate.com, and you'll get $3 off a subscription box, which, hey, We all love a deal. So make sure you head to lootcrate.com/malls and enter code malls at checkout in order to get $3 off any new subscription. Okay, so two updates. One, I got an email from someone the other day who works at an action figure company, and she's making Rob Gronkowski action figures. And she said that she's going to send not just one action figure to us, but she's going to send a second one to me to send to Lala. So, Lala, I got you an action figure. Very exciting. And I feel like we're getting even closer to being friends with him. You guys all feel that I'm going to do that, right? Who's writing for his show?
I don't remember. I just heard recently that he had some show. I don't know if it's Spike TV, something like that.
Okay.
But there were people writing for his show. It was, it had to do with some podcast because there was like an inside scoop about Deflategate because of it.
Okay. I'm going to start sniffing around because I love the Gronk. I mean, I don't really know anything about him except seeing this one gift and Lala's enthusiasm and just like secondhand stories from the Boston Globe, but I'm very passionate about him. Okay. Our second update is from Good Time Gronkowski, an episode with Julie Bush where Julie and I were kind of, I guess, ranting about how men date younger women for possibly shady reasons. I guess that's what this letter is referring to. So just go back and listen to that episode if you want to fill in this more than, but anyway, Jason's going to read her letter.
Hi, Malls and Christina. No question, just an observation rant. In your episode with Julie Bush, you received an update from your caller, Raw Dog. I know that specific caller had a crappy boyfriend who is 12 years older than her, and you thought he was cheating. I agree. What I didn't like was how you and Julie ended up using her relationship as a jumping off point to discuss older men dating younger women. You said something about how guys do this because they can't handle their intellectual equal, and Julie said the reason guys go for younger girls is because they're stupid, meaning the girls are stupid. She also said it was sad. So every relationship of an older man with a younger woman is sad? What an awful generalization. All right. My husband is 15 years older than me, which is obviously why I'm defensive and taking offense to your gross generalizations. We met when I was 22 and have been together 14 years and married for 8.
I definitely
didn't have as much life experience when I was 22, but I was not intellectually inferior. Also, he wasn't sitting around thinking, I need someone younger because I can't deal with anyone my own age. All his previous relationships were with women closer to his age. I think sometimes relationships just happen. I wasn't looking for someone older, and he wasn't looking for someone younger. You love who you love. I agree with that last part only. I don't consider my relationship sad and found it so offensive that you guys just wrote these types of relationships off as sad because of the imbalance of power and control and intellectualism and so on. We don't have an imbalance of power. The power varies, just like in any relationship. No one person is in charge. My husband drives me crazy at times, and we argue just like other couples. I don't feel inferior, nor do I feel stupid or immature to be with a man 15 years older than me. Looking back, yes, I was young, but it wasn't inappropriate in any way. He wasn't married. He wasn't my boss. He wasn't 16 years old. I was an adult. There was nothing inappropriate about it, and I found your whole discussion to be shocking because you're usually so open-minded and accepting of all types of lifestyles. My relationship might not be conventional, but it works. All this being said, I really love your podcast, and I look forward to it every week. It's one of my favorites, and I love the effort you and Christina put into making quality content. Thanks for listening, Gina.
Well, Gina, obviously, Jason, first of all, Jason, thank you for your reading. Gina, obviously, there are exceptions to every rule. And I think that we were referring to more generally relationships that were like the one that Hannah was discussing. However, I do enjoy your story. I think it's great. And I think that your romance sounds fabulous. I also love Erica Jane and Tom Girardi. There's a lot of great couples with age differences. And
Alec Baldwin and his beau.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yoga teacher wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just, Mary Kate Olsen and her guy. They
her
seem
cigarette
cute.
Smoking guy.
Sarkozine. Yeah.
They
yeah.
seem very
bowls
cute.
Of cigarettes at their wedding.
Yeah. Love the bowls of cigarettes. So that said, like, there's obviously exceptions, especially if you're wealthy, apparently. But, like, I'm just saying that you are cool. You're fine. Sorry that you took offense to that. But you know, like on, you know, in order to give advice, you need to make generalizations, I think, because it's impossible to know. And also, I think Julie and I were just like, come on, Gina. Like, you've been a girl just like bitching with your girl before. I think I was, you know, I told you I was stoned. I ate a weed macaroon. We said that. So
it was not directed at you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, look, it is. There's always, your relationship sounds amazing and that's fucking awesome for you. Like, and it's great that you have a platform to like,
it sounds fun and sexy, to be honest.
Totally. But I mean, based on my experiences through the years, I sound like I'm 50 years old. I'm not. But, like, I have dated guys who were, you know, 12, 14 years older than I was, 15 years older. And there is, a lot of the time, a certain prototype of dude that kind of fits the bill of, like, wants someone he can, like, fold into his life easily, not willing to accommodate, like, your opinions or your life. And, I mean, I've lived some stuff like that.
He's got money. He's got a second apartment. Maybe he drives a Tesla.
Yeah, he wants someone. I mean, and again, it's not about, like, your experience is obviously wildly divergent from that. But, I mean, based on the experience, and I didn't listen to that episode, so I probably just stopped fucking talking. But,
No, you know what? Don't be offended.
But
Jason, is that what you're like? Kick him out the next day?
No, 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 no.
Make him breakfast? What do you do?
Yeah, I've made breakfast. I also just, you know, I'm not one of these older guys. I'm 28, and so I can't relate. If I was dating a younger girl, it would be illegal, and it wouldn't be cool.
Well, if she was like 12 years younger than you, it would be illegal.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But, I mean, I wouldn't even know what to talk to a 20-year-old about, and so.
Right.
Stacey, continue.
No, I was just going to say, like, I can only base what I'm hearing on my own experiences. And a lot of the times, like, guys in their late 30s and early 40s don't want to date a woman their age because they're going to be probably, if they're serious, be asked about certain things like marriage and kids. And maybe they're not ready for that. But that says more about the dude than it does about the woman, you know?
I agree.
Everybody's Leo dating a Victoria's Secret pink model. If that is indeed happening right now, last I heard, it was still, like, speculative, so...
It probably is happening.
Leo and who?
I just assume.
Victoria's Secret pink model. But he was seen with Riri at Coachella.
Yeah, at Coachella.
So
I think that, you know, maybe he's polyamorous.
Possibly.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a strong possibility.
All right. Well, let's... So again, sorry, Gina, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to our calls.
Hi, Miles. This is Ariel. I called you before and you played my question about, I was the one with the crazy dog walker who ate all my peanut butter. Anyway, so I'm calling actually on behalf of a friend. He is in a little bit of a dilemma. I'll try to make it quick. About 8 or 9 years ago, he was hooking up with this girl who we went to college with. And after that, he got genital warts and basically he thinks he's a carrier of HPV. From this girl. So after that, he got into a long-term relationship and it wasn't a really big deal because, not with this girl, but with a new girl because the new girl was vaccinated and they talked about it and, you know, he never confronted the girl from college because, he just didn't need to. So flash forward 8 or 9 years later, here we are. She's now married and has a baby. And he is now single and back on the dating scene and obviously concerned about whether or not he has HPV. Apparently the genital warts is a really bad strain of it. So maybe a cancer causing strain, I guess, you know, cervical cancer causing strain. So he's, you know, trying to figure out if he has it or not so he can let girls know that he's, you know, becoming intimate with or, you know, he just wants to know if this girl from 8 years ago from college gave him HPV or not, if she has HPV. So his options are, does he contact her now, you know, she's married and has a baby 9 years later and ask her if she has HPV and gave it to him? Does he contact one of her close friends and ask her if her friend has HPV? Or does he just ignore it and do nothing? It's kind of a dilemma. So let me know your thoughts. I know I sound a little bit ignorant when it comes to HPV, but I guess there's no way for him to know if he has it or not unless he finds out directly from the source. Thank you so much, and I love your podcast, and that's it. All right, thanks, Miles. Bye.
Go ahead.
Maybe I'm betraying a little bit of my own ignorance here, but I mean, if you're fucking someone, you should be able to have a conversation with them about what could happen, and you should wear a condom. Like, I don't think that it's a thing that you can call this person you think might have given you HPV, like, almost a decade ago.
And if he has an attack or a breakout or whatever, he can confirm. If he's had these warts before, that they'll inevitably come back.
And can't you get tested? I mean,
men as a man, you can't unless you have a genital warts outbreak.
So he's had that. You have it, dude. And I think what is happening.
But it can also be a lot of things.
It can. Yeah. And also, it's not necessarily from the last person you slept with. Like, it could have been from her, or it could have been
grody
from somebody
dick pimples
else
from like gnarly sheets,
grody
or like folliculitis,
pimples,
which people think is herpes, and it's really just like a breakout that's easily dermatologically solved.
Yeah, or you got something from a hot tub, or but like you know,
schmutz. It could just be schmutz.
Schmutz. But no, yeah, there's a. I do have to admit, one time I freaked out. I couldn't wait to get STD tested. So I just freaked out and texted everyone on my phone that I could think of that I had had sex with and asked them if they had STDs, like dating back to like 8 years ago. Like it was like truly wild. And they were all like, no, why?
And how did that turn out for you? Was there any drama or unfriending?
No drama. I think everyone really understood. I think people kind of know I'm kind of like, prone to anxiety, and also like would be like, hey, what up? Listen, like anyone who knows me well enough that I've had sex with them knows that I would just be like, hey, I'm freaking out. I'm having like a Catholic moment. Do you have STDs? Like anyone who knows me knows I would do that. Like I would totally do that. Yeah.
I think this guy just has to assume that he does. And also, I think it's really nice what the caller's doing, but you'd know a lot about your friend's penis and sexual history. So,
I mean, is there something are going we talking on about you guys? Right? I mean, look, I don't know too. I think that there's ways for. There's so many. It's like there's so much stuff out there right now too. It's like if you're in a committed relationship, inevitably, like if you're married to someone who has HPV, people who are married and have HPV don't use condoms.
Yeah.
You know, or
people who are married and have herpes don't use condoms.
Word. I've heard of plenty of that. Yeah. Like especially where. Yeah.
I just think, you know, I know you can get HPV from not having sex, just from like doing stuff.
Toilet seat.
I don't know about that.
I'm just joking.
Hey, you never know. No.
You can get HPV from like dry humping, basically.
Really?
Like,
yeah, you can.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like through jeans?
Through like underwear.
Yeah, like underwear. I mean, basically, pretty much everyone I think has some form of HPV. If you're sexually active in the last, 40 years, you probably have it. It just may not manifest itself in either an errant pap smear.
I've never tested posi for it. Even
I haven't either,
I
but I had an irregular pap smear. I did.
I probably have it in some capacity as well because, whatever. Like, I was born during that time. I didn't even know about HPV until I was, like, 27.
I don't think most people
did.
Yeah,
I thought it's just a new thing, but I guess.
It's a newer thing. Gotcha. But, I mean, I just think kind of everyone has it. I tested negative for it, but I had a weird pap. I think if people get genital warts and then they never get them again, like, I just think, you know what? We're living in the modern age. We're online dating. Do your best. Be honest. Wear a condom. Try to be a good person.
And assume you have HPV.
And try not. Don't contact the ex-girlfriend. I wouldn't do that. Would you? I don't think I would. Well, Molly already has.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
No, not anyone like married with a kid that was 8 to 9 years ago. Like,
just seems a little extreme.
Yeah.
Like, let sleeping dogs lie.
Like, no. I guess the reason why I'm saying that is because, like, have I heard of crazier things? Like, yeah, of sure. Course. So, and like, I just don't think it's like such a given.
Well, can this new girl get vaccinated for HPV?
She'd have to be under 25.
Okay.
That's the thing is that, like, it can't, HPV, like, came out when I was like 27. Yeah. So it,
my sister got HPV dropped when I was like 27.
It was like the Beyonce album.
Yeah. But having genital warts, that sucks. I mean, your friend, it's a raw deal. So don't raw dog.
Yeah.
Final stance, raw deal. Don't raw dog.
I'll be really sad. Like, what does a genital wart look like? I'll be really sad if I have them.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. But you can look up gross pictures on the internet right now. I bet lots of people in the
That's super damaging.
Please Advise Nation are doing that right now.
Can someone who's had genital warts please call Please Advise and tell us about like what your journey has been? Like, did you have them once and they go away? Like, are they chronic? Like,
how big are we talking?
Yeah.
How angry looking?
I think it depends. He said it was a nasty breakout. I mean, it does suck, but you know,
like, can they be like the size of like an ingrown hair? Like, could it possibly be like, or like, could it like, you know, those ingrown hairs that you think are warts, but are actually, or like something you're like, oh my God, I think I have like a herpes lesion. I don't know why. They're lesions, right? Yeah, a herpes lesion. And then it's just like a pimple or something. Well, what about all of those ones? Maybe they are warts. Maybe all the ones you think are pimples are actually just warts.
Or you get waxed and you have ingrown hairs, which happens all the time. I think they can be many sizes. I don't personally have genital warts, but I mean, in some ways it's just, you know, the hand I've been dealt.
Me too.
let's think of it this way. Would you rather have genital warts or be a virgin? You know, yeah. 10 years later.
Wow, that's a very good question.
Yeah.
And wow.
What is going to happen? Are you going to tell this girl you have HPV maybe, and then you guys are going to decide to just not hook up? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, do you hate? I mean, I feel like, I don't know. Do people care? I haven't been confronted with that.
I don't
think people care
about HPV. I don't think.
I don't even know that I know people that have had, like, discussions about it. Really, HPV in particular. I mean, unless they're like hella evolved or something. Like, I don't know, people. Like, people are like,
I think people talk about it. It's come
herpes.
Up.
Yeah, no, HPV it comes come up. It comes
like,
up.
It that
comes
it seems up. To be the one that people are like, okay, who cares?
Or right, as a right.
Yeah, I think the big conversations would probably be like, if you have herpes, talk about it. If you have chlamydia, talk about it. HIV, obviously, talk about
oh
it.
Oh, my God. Get treated. Yes, talk about it if you have
talk
HIV.
Talk about it. But yeah. HPV, I'm not a doctor, but just, yeah.
It's kind of the baseline. It's like, just assume everybody
else
has it.
A lot of people lie about having herpes and stuff.
Yes.
People really?
People are awful. I think people
yeah.
lie. Yeah.
Huh.
Christina
I must be
blew
too
my
trusting.
Mind with that once. She was like, I was like, oh no, none of the guys I sleep with have ever had herpes. She was like, that's what they tell you. And I was like, what? I was like, damn, like people could lie about that. Like, I couldn't believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't want to think about this right
it.
Now. I don't.
Yeah.
Blew my mind. All
probably
right.
Younger people mostly. I'm sure the lying happens mostly in like college.
Yeah.
I think in college, it's just because people don't get tested.
Yeah.
Actually, people probably don't get tested after college, too, because most people don't have health insurance for a while.
I had a friend get herpes in the most awful way. She got oral sex from a guy who had a cold sore.
Oh, God.
And woke up the next morning and had herpes. Like, severe genital herpes. Like, open sore, it hurt to pee, genital herpes.
Awful.
I mean, you just don't – well, maybe you'd wish it on your worst enemy, but
– that's going to make me – kill myself. I like literally can't handle that thought. What the fuck? Oh, God.
That's why you get tested. It's good peace of mind.
Get tested. You
I
know,
mean, yeah. I like being single. And remember, the herpes test is blood test, guys. Unless you, I mean, you know if you get the open sores, but herpes is a blood test. It's not in the regular pap. So ask for that.
Get your STD tests. Go to the
springtime.
Go to
repeat
the.
It.
Yeah.
Don't have strange sex.
Yeah. Then there's that.
Or just do it smartly and realize that you're running the risk.
Yeah.
You want to get some strange, it's totally up to you or your friend.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Okay, HPV heads, that's it for episode 88 of Please Advise. Jason, Stacey, thank you so much for being here, you guys.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
Anything else you want to touch on? Any last words of wisdom before we go?
No, just rock out to Prince tonight and enjoy your life, man.
Yeah.
YOLO.
People can find Jason at JD Shapiro on Twitter, where else Los Luis Daycare.
Yeah, find me on Snapchat, though, because I'm having more fun on Snapchat. I think it's JSO Shapipi.
Okay. It's really hard to search for people on
Snapchat.
Yeah. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
very
it is.
Hard.
Is it in your Twitter bio?
No, but it's like JSO, like Jason, and then Shapipi, Shapipi.
Okay. And then Stacey, what about you? Where can people find you?
A Cup of Jones. But don't find me on Snapchat, because if I don't know you, I don't want you to watch my videos or see my pictures.
But follow Upwardly.
Follow Upworthy. 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 Upworldly. Follow Upworthy. You can find me at Cup of Jones Insta, Twitter, that I've used like twice in the last 2 years, whatevs. But yeah, you can find me there. It's private.
And of course, it's at private. Christina Lopez, our producer. What? And she's at Hey K Lopez. I'm at Malls Official on Snapchat and Malls on Twitter. And just also, you guys, thank you so much for being here. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Oh, full disclosure moment. If you guys have noticed that we're hosted on a different thing now, we're now on a instead of SoundCloud, we're posting our podcast, we're posting Please Advise to Acast, which is a new platform that's going to help us find advertising that's great for us and also help people find us, because a lot of great podcasts are on Acast. So people who listen to us can also find like whatever related shows. It's very fun. It's a good thing for us. And yeah, so that's what that is. Full disclosure, just so you don't, you know, think that we're like trying to run something by you. Yeah, we're on iTunes. Go leave a review. Go find us on social media. You know where to find us. You're listening to this at this point. You know. Oh, you guys, 323-450-7408. 323-450-7408. That's the number you can call if you want a question answered on the show. We want our updates from you guys. We loved our questions this week. They were great. And every week, you guys are living your ever-evolving lives. I'm so proud of you. And that Brazilian Popo Zao guy keeps Snapchatting me. He sent me like 40 Snapchats last night. It's actually a little manic and annoying. But you know what? God bless. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.